Welcome back to another episode of Bad Flicks.
It's funky.
It is funky. I like it. I fucking dig the new music.
Bringing you that funk is, every week.
We're digging it over here.
I am Adam, and I'm back this week.
Funky Adam.
Funky.
Because he smells funky.
Jeez.
It's not my fault. It's where I work, John.
You smell like funk and aqua velva. I'm John.
I'm Garrett.
I probably smell funky too, but I don't have an excuse.
I'm just glad we're on the other side of the couch from you.
It's a smell barrier here. Little known fact. It's a smell barrier.
It's a very thin sheet of Saran.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. Oh, man. Yes. So,
worst movie ever.
Yeah, I felt like stranded. I got stranded watching it.
Stranded shit.
Didn't finish it, so you two will have to come up with my extra zero credit is to make up for the fact that I didn't watch this week's movie.
You're watching Zombievers.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I'll watch Zombievers and give a secondary review next week.
Cool. All right.
Along with, and it's Guardians this week, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's easy. So
Guardians 1, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we can go see Guardians 2 and you'll know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that is kind of a requirement of watching sequels sometimes.
It usually helps, yeah.
Are you going to see it?
Fuck yeah.
Are we all going to plan it on seeing it? This is for after the show. We will discuss this.
Anyways, not important for you.
Everyone's invited.
Yes.
Awesome folk.
But Stranded, I got about 10 minutes into it last night before I passed out.
That was me the first night. I don't think I remember the movie starting.
Really?
I passed out so fast.
How the moon base was so obviously little, like, 2-inch miniatures.
Holy fuck, yeah. I wasn't the only one who thought that.
Blatantly little tabletop miniatures, dude.
Dude, that killed me. I said that to John, and he's like, I don't know, I thought it was CG.
Shitty CG.
I'm like, no. What?
That is
the worst miniature. So here's what the problem was.
They shot miniatures and didn't scale their shot down enough to not be able to tell that it was a fucking miniature.
Other thing is they played it everything at normal speed.
Which you need to slow shit down
you
for
need
it
to
in
slow
miniatures.
Shit yeah. down, yes. Like, it was, that alone, I was like, oh, this is going to be bad.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't want to blow the budget on the moon base. I still had hope.
Fuck. I just don't think that would have much
minutes
of a budget.
No, God, no.
I loved the...
It was like three spacey rooms, you know, with some
that was
light
all
up panels.
It was.
That's one thing I did notice before I fell asleep. I was just like, wow, this is a single set movie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, for sure. Like, they did
which,
not...
if done well, I totally appreciate because that shit's super creative. But if it's only if it's done well.
Dude, it just kept turning, like, worse. And it just got worse and worse. And you're like, eventually, it's got a plateau in its level of badness.
They just kept running around I don't know. It felt so shitty.
There was no plateau.
No.
Like, there were just...
It kept
it just
falling.
To the
just
very end of
the
movie, the
whole way.
Just kept going down. And you're like, plateau?
So the doctor character just denies anything that sounds logical at all.
Or sciencey. He's like, what?
Time.
She that came in contact with the spores. No, she didn't. It's clearly a cyst that makes her look 9 months pregnant.
In under an hour.
And
like,
then he said
what?
That... Yeah. Yeah. Clearly a cyst. Cysts always just balloon up in your gut.
Within an hour.
Within an hour.
Well, space cysts, man.
No. Not even space cysts. He was refusing to even acknowledge that as being an option of what happened.
You mean the most scientific person on that fucking movie?
Yep. And they were handling an asteroid rock that had just previously started, like, multiplying at rapid rates.
100 times the fastest known cell, like, reproduction rate of any other thing that man knows.
Without having any atmosphere in it, like, near
it
at all.
It just needs light.
It just needs light. And he's just brushing that aside and completely brushing aside the fact that she's, like, has fallen over, was handling it.
Blatantly infected.
And
she,
blatantly
she
infected.
She puts it in a centrifuge, and then 10 minutes later passes out in the hallway.
It was just...
Could
then,
it be?
And then wakes up pregnant, 9 months pregnant.
Because that's normal.
Because that's a cyst.
Yeah.
Yeah, bullshit. You got appendicitis. In my ass.
I got a tummy ache.
Well, this movie sounds bad.
How about some Pepto? Would that help?
Was there any part of this that you guys liked?
The baby was really creepy in the beginning when it was still baby-sized. Ooh, that... It looked really
it
big.
Long arms.
And dude, and it's just like really quick. Dude, it was really quick. And that shit creeped me the
little
fuck
tiny
out.
Baby.
Little baby's
dude,
crack
with
skittering.
Like, fuck.
It made me.
Mouth
dude, it made. I had to get up to take a piss, like, right after you saw the baby. And I'm not going to lie, like, when I stood up and I like looked around, I looked around my room and I was like, I feel like I just watched Chucky like when I was a kid, you know? And I'd be like checking over the couch before I went to the kitchen or something to make sure Chucky wasn't
there. Where can something baby sized
hide? Dude, yeah, everywhere. It's so, oh man, that was not for me. I was like, never children. This is why.
What about you, Garrett? Was there anything quality in there? Any little gem?
The airlock scene.
Sploosh.
Oh, that one where he popped like a balloon.
Oh God!
They fucking popped in like I don't know how. There was not a discernible piece of viscera on this, but he just turned into like
mist
cherry applesauce.
Because they open the airlock opens like this hole that's like maybe like we'll say like 12 inches in diameter.
The end of the airlock scene.
As soon as it opens and it just sucks him straight into it and it just splooshes. Fucking blood all over everything, like
not even like blood. It's like looks like cherry applesauce. But before that, they are trying to pretend like they're about to be sucked out, and it reminds me of old Star Trek,
where they would freak out. The ship is rocking.
The camera was like jittering though. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like they're like throwing each other across the room. Like
the doctor gives the chick a push, right, and it's supposed to be sucking so hard they can barely hang on. He gives her like a little shove and she goes like 10 feet up and grabs something else. I'm like, man, that guy.
And then like
yeah, and I'm just like, wow, he really launched you.
So what are you guys giving it?
0.75.
I'll give it a 1.
I'm gonna have to give it a DNC.
A DNF.
Yeah, did not finish, did not complete. But yeah. It sounds like my rating probably wouldn't have been.
We're actually giving you an F, Adam. You're giving yourself a DNF, but I give you an F.
Some Beavers actually sounds entertaining, man.
It does, actually.
That'll be my punishment for not watching this movie. I'll watch that. Or I can watch this movie and report back next week, but...
I think you should have to watch both.
Yeah.
Well, that's too... I'm way too busy to watch two movies and Guardians.
You don't have to watch Guardians.
You're right. I really don't have to watch Guardians.
You've seen that so many... I've seen it so many times.
How many times have you seen it?
I've probably seen it...
7.
Yeah, at least 7 or 8 times. The movie's fucking
dude,
amazing.
Dude, it's so good. It's like, how can you Marvel not... Movies. How can you not enjoy that?
I've never seen it. Well, that's how you cannot enjoy it.
But you're gonna see it, because it's homework, dog.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Uh-huh. Force you into watching good movies, goddammit.
Maybe we should watch Angels with Filthy Souls.
Let's not. Let's move into the news instead.
Oh, what's boy. In the news?
What is in the news?
What's news
in the news?
Well. Oh, snaps.
Wait, is this Unbreakable?
This is the sequel. M. Night Shyamalan earlier.
Shyamalan.
Did you like that, John? Yeah, I didn't know how to spell his last name.
Shyamalan.
I didn't know how to spell his name, and I was fucking tired last night doing the news, so I was like, M. Night Shyamalan, and just like, I fucking left it.
Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But he announced this week...
I fucking love this movie.
Yeah, I thought it was great. But he announced this week he's doing a sequel called Glass, which is the name of Samuel L. Jackson's character, because all of his bones are about as brittle as glass.
Yeah.
And this was... Yeah, it was...
I love... So, in the movie Unbreakable, Sam L.'s got the glass cane. And I love that bit of imagery when he falls down the staircase at the subway, and the glass cane shatters as he's, like, rolling down it. Just like that, you know, all of his bones are breaking. And I was just that is a really, really well shot.
Well done, movie.
It was a really.
Wait, didn't Bruce Willis show up in a recent M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Probably. Yeah, I'm not the biggest Bruce Willis fan, so not a selling point for me. He's all right.
I love Bruce, man. Bruce. And he sings the blues,
bro.
The blues, dog.
I didn't know you were a Bruce hater.
I'm not a hater. Yeah. I'm just not.
You're not a fan.
I'm not on his dick. That's really what it is.
I mean,
if you were on his dick, you wouldn't hate him as much?
Maybe. That could be it. Jealous Ryan on that dick. I just like Bruce Willis, like take or leave.
Really?
Yeah, it's not. Him being in a movie isn't a selling point for me. You know, I'm not going to...
You don't think
he's
a good actor?
I think he's a good actor. I don't think... He doesn't sell a movie for me like, say...
Sam L does,
or... not even Sam L.
Sam L is like the only person that sells movies for me. I'll go see shit if he's like...
Fucking what is the dude's name?
Patrick Stewart?
No.
Patrick Swayze.
No, that definitely doesn't
sell. Yeah, P. Swayze, dog. What?
P. Swayze.
He's dead.
Is in The Equalizer.
Oh, dude.
Statham?
Denzel.
Denzel. Like, Denzel will sell a movie. Like, I am interested. Oh, Denzel's in this? I'm interested.
What about God?
Yeah. Well, depending.
Freeman?
Mo Freeman.
Not for comedies, but for serious movies, yes, Freeman will, Morgan Freeman will definitely get me interested in a
documentaries.
Movie.
Documentaries.
Oh, God, I love his voice. Yeah. Talk to me.
I'm trying to think of anybody else.
I think
else
he recently did, like, a really religious one. You should check it out.
Oh, yeah, you should watch it just to listen to his voice.
Yeah, yeah.
I might use it to fall asleep, because I know I won't be interested in that shit.
Leonardo indoctrinates you while you sleep.
Leonardo DiCaprio will sell the movie for me just because he's in it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have until probably, like, Blood Diamond. Or actually, no. What's that?
Okay, adult Leonardo DiCaprio.
The movie where he changes identity all the time.
Catch Me If You Can. That movie is
that movie. After that movie, I think that was Leonardo's turning point. Yeah. After Catch Me If You Can, that kind of like hit his stride. Then his shit was just fire. Blood Diamond. Yeah.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape was a great movie.
I never saw that one.
It was a really, really serious role.
Was it? Okay. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that was before Catch Me If You Can.
I have no idea. Catch Me If You Can was the first one. I'm pretty sure it was, too.
Yeah, I think that was his, like, turning point from being
the kid
Titanic
actor
teen idol, like, teen...
Heartthrob, too.
I was going to say sex symbol, but teen sex... I just don't like saying teen sex.
Yeah.
Teen sex.
It's good that you feel that way. It's good that you feel
and
that way.
And you're going to jail, buddy.
Yeah. Nice. And I'm on a list now.
Right? And I live with him.
Way to go. Now you're on a list, too.
Right? Hangs out with pedos.
So if you like M. Night Shyamalan and you liked Unbreakable, keep an ear out and an eye out for Glass. Probably won't be for a couple of years. Probably two. Probably 2019 is when we'll get it. But it is in
announced.
The works. That's if Shyamalan lives that long.
He's not that old.
If people don't kill him first for shitty movies.
That's more what I was worried about. Mm-hmm.
So this, I thought, was actually... version. At first, I didn't know how I felt about this until I started seeing black and white stills from this version. But
from what version?
Oh, this is Logan. And Logan, when it is released for home viewing, will also come with a black and white noir version of the movie. This is a straight-up shot from the movie.
Yeah.
So it looks fucking good. Like,
dude.
This is the black and white noir version?
Yes.
Yes.
It's really, when they say noir, it's just really black and white. They just fuck with the composition and stuff, so you can see.
Yeah.
Like,
was
how
this
well
shot at night?
Yes, this was.
Okay. Because I could see that being a daytime shot and then just adding enough filters to it to make it look like that.
No, this was shot at night.
It was all night. Yeah. Okay. It was, like, dark. This.
I actually think this will work really well for this movie.
This movie was good.
I thought it was stupid great.
I thought it was pretty awesome, but at the same time, it wasn't exactly... Man, you guys rode that hype train hard, bro.
The movie is amazing.
You rode that hype train. It's really good. Still not using the word amazing.
I loved this movie. I thought
there are things about it that are amazing, but the movie as a whole is just really good.
Old Country for No Mutants is all that movie is, and it's phenomenal.
It's the second best X-Men movie ever.
Oh.
Behind...
Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. I don't have that as an X-Men movie, though.
He's not an X-Men.
No, but he's...
There's X-Men in there. And it's still... He's still owned by Fox, so...
Yeah. Okay, I will give you that point.
Touché, sir. Also, that's Adam, our producer.
Oh, well, hello.
I think they know that.
I like this idea. I like black and white movies. I think it's awesome to
do this. I like the way that plays with the lighting when there's only black and white.
I think it should be said for anybody that watches movies on their computer, like if you use like VLC or something, you can make any movie black and white.
Oh, really?
You could also make it ASCII art.
I don't know what that is.
You know, like letters and symbols. Right, you can turn the whole movie into letters and symbols.
The Matrix code?
Basically.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go home and fuck around with VLC.
Careful.
I'm going to go home and
yeah, but
please have a restore.
If you're using like VLC player, you can turn any movie monochrome.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I will definitely watch this in black and white.
I might have to start
doing
that.
Just for the hell of it.
This movie sucks. It might be better in black and
white.
It
might make shitty movies better.
Yeah,
dude. It might make them try and seem more serious.
Or might make them seem campier.
Yeah. Yeah.
So go back and watch Stranded again.
No!
And it takes place in space on the moon. That's black and white enough.
Adam, you have to watch Stranded in black and white.
Tell us what the new noirness brings you.
There's nothing but shadows everywhere.
Dude, I wouldn't doubt it. The movie was really crappily shot.
It's 90 minutes of black and then white and then black and then white. Just frames of solid color.
And shitty, shitty dialogue.
Logan, I don't know. I think this movie will do really well in black and white. I think it'll look really fucking good, and I think it'll definitely add
I think I actually might enjoy it more in black and white. I think it'll look like rougher.
I think so as well. I mean, look how fucking cool that looks.
So that good. Was handpicked.
No, there's a shitload of them online. I handpicked this photo.
Yeah.
So it was handpicked.
By me.
But
still by your hand.
This handpicked frame from the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Was then right. handpicked by you out of all of these handpicked frames that were, that
yeah, you're
were
right.
good.
No, you're right. You're right.
Handpicked.
So it sounds like it's been picked over a bit.
Yeah. I actually had a hard time picking between like four different frames from the movie. Because there's a really fucking cool one of Logan in the day. And the black and white makes the background behind him pop so much fucking more.
Huh.
Yeah.
I will pull it up and show it to you as we continue on into the news.
Oh.
Why are you zoom in so far?
Oh.
There you go.
Enhance.
Who is this?
Enhance. Well, this is clearly Brokeback Mountain 2.
He looks very rugged. It looks more
like a young,
stylish. It looks
Logan.
Like a.
Actually, the problem with the picture is I don't remember what story this
no,
is.
No, what's that Mike movie? Magic
this,
Mike?
Oh,
it's a Magic
Kingsman.
Mike Cowboy Edition?
This is the Kingsman.
Yeah. I had to look. I was like, shit, the picture's not making anything. It's not ringing any bells.
The gears aren't a turning.
Seriously, though. Oh, God, that's Reddit. I need to learn how to work my phone.
That
is,
that it looks like a GQ
This is rough.
And a little bit, right?
It totally does, okay. Yeah.
But, like, it looks like... I think the movie would do... Anyways, yeah.
Kingsman 2 just released a trailer for it. They had a teaser out previously, and now they released, like,
trailer.
A full trailer. And it looks...
fun.
Just as fun as the first one was, probably. Now, we killed Sam Elhoff, so you know he's not the bad guy. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure this dude's dad is still alive. That's what I'm guessing the one-eyed guy in the trailer who's shaving is. And they're both like...
Oh, yeah, no, that's exactly who that's supposed to be. Yeah, where the movie starts out, he's like, the accounts of my death have been grossly over-exaggerated.
Mm.
Yeah, no, that is him. So he will be returning. I don't know what the dude's name is.
What? His dad?
No, it's not his dad.
No, the guy with the patch.
That's shaving.
Yes.
That's the dude in the church scene from the first movie. He gets shot in the head by Samuel L.
Oh, that's...
That's why they're both like... Because...
I didn't even recognize him. Yeah. He doesn't even look like him.
No, that's... Yeah, it's supposed to be him, yeah.
Weird. Man, my mind is blown right now. Like, I'm just...
That's
what
was supposed to happen, but you didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
But you've got this weird disease where you can't recognize faces.
There's a fucking name for that disease.
I know there is. It would suck so
bad
to
have facial blindness. What is it called?
Facial blindness? That's good enough for me.
All right, fair enough.
Right. No, that's like when you get it in your eyes.
Anyways.
No, that's a money shot.
Yeah.
Facial blindness.
Yeah. But yeah, so
if you like Kingsman, watch the Kingsman 2 trailer. Get your hype train rolling.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty decent trailer.
It's they're fun movies. They're over the top, you know.
It's very over the top James Bond. It's really all it is.
Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid to just be silly with it, mm-hmm. like here and there, and I enjoy that. You know, don't take yourself too seriously. It's a fucking fake-ass spy movie.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
Make
you have fun watching it. So yeah, if you like Kingsman number one, there's
a
very good chance
for
number two.
Can I just say that hat is fire, though?
Is it felt? It looks like
felt.
Dude,
it's so felty.
It's definitely felt.
Man, it looks nice.
Dude, it looks like
soft. It looks soft as
fuck. I want it on my head right now. Yeah.
Which one?
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh,
now
that,
really set us up with
this
I did, yeah.
I appreciate that.
If that picture of Jeff Goldblum doesn't sell tickets, I don't know what can.
So, Jeff Goldblum
is a sexy man.
Dude, look at him.
Has signed on for the next
so
Jurassic
manly.
World movie.
Dude, and so just chilled out and comfortable in his own skin looking at him. He looks like a regular Joe.
Okay, we're done blowing Jeff Goldblum. You can continue.
I don't know if John is back there or not.
Oh, man, I am so not done.
All right.
All right. Look at those perfect quarter-sized nipples.
They look a little lopsided, actually.
You
so
can't see
got
the other
more
one.
Areola on top.
Yeah,
than
that's
on
why
bottom.
They look a little lopsided.
So, yes, Jeff Goldblum has signed up for Jurassic World 2, so he will be joining the likes of Chris Pratt and all the other people that know
I wonder
him.
If he's going to still be a lawyer. Or
he wasn't a lawyer
know,
in the first
lawyer.
One.
He was
a
programmer. The chaos theory guy.
Yeah. I'd imagine so, since they're bringing him back, that it's got to be the same character.
I always loved his speech pattern, man.
Yeah.
It's just fun. I just enjoy listening to the guy talk.
But yeah, so he will be back for Jurassic World 2. Jurassic World 1 broke a stupid amount of box office records and then was beaten by Star Wars like 3 months later. But
everybody knew it was going to happen. Yeah. You're like, nice record, enjoy it.
I was just impressed that it did so well. Yeah. Like, I didn't think that a Jurassic Park reboot would be
I
that
really
phenomenal.
Liked that movie, except for the dinosaur. Why does the dinosaur have fucking active camouflage? Like, why is that a thing?
Yeah, you know? Was a little ridiculous.
It's a fucking dinosaur. That's scary enough. You don't need active camouflage.
Breeding a T-Rex and a Velociraptor is terrifying.
So a really smart T-Rex.
Not
going to
produce a fucking creature that has active camouflage.
No, they genetically altered its DNA and stuff. Like, they just, like, they further messed with it.
Man, it's got a great belly button, too.
Wow. It is. It's just smooth.
All right, let's move on. You guys are getting fucking distracted.
Yeah. Just one more second for him.
Yeah. Okay. So, no way.
Timon and Pumbaa have been cast for the live-action Jungle Book movie.
Oh.
Pumbaa will be played by none other than Seth Rogen, which makes actually a decent amount of sense.
He's got a great voice for it.
It's what I was thinking as well. I think his voice works really well for the character. Hopefully he can sing, but I highly doubt Disney is going to let him sing like garbage in this movie.
Yeah.
So I imagine if he can't, they'll get
voice
Pumbaa coaches.
I don't know, didn't really sing much.
What?
It means no worries.
Hakuna Matata. He wasn't like a great singer, though. If you can hold a tune and kind of keep the voice,
that's
you can get away
like
with
the
it.
The biggest song in the movie, though, so you know that they're going to want it.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah.
Really?
No, dude.
The biggest?
You got like, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
The one in the fucking very beginning?
I
sun Coming Up?
Hakuna Matata
that
is more popular.
Circle of Life is a pretty epic song.
Circle of Life.
Yeah, it is, but I think Hakuna Matata is a bigger song.
I just can't wait to be king.
Yeah, I mean, that's a banger. Don't get
that's
me wrong.
A,
I'm saying
that's a banger.
It's filled with bangers. We're like, that's, we,
it's
we
Disney,
can establish
they always
that.
Are.
Exactly.
Dude, I watched a 20-minute video yesterday explaining Disney songs. Like, that's, like when they have
see,
like
they
different.
They play some piano and then they sing on it and watch this video.
Yeah. It's like talking about like,
minutes to fill.
Like with movies and how they try to make songs in some of the movies sound like the culture, but they usually completely miss because they'll use like the wrong language and think like,
dude,
that just sounds Native American.
The songs in Moana are garbage.
What?
Are they?
No, Moana is like the epitome of the perfect Disney song movie. That's actually the point of the video.
No, I mean, maybe culturally speaking, yes, but I did not like the songs of Moana. I thought the writing for like the actual lyrics, terrible.
Man, after this, we are watching the song where she's sailing on the ocean and you're going to
get... Yeah, that's exactly the one I'm talking
about. What
about
when The Rock is singing about...
Well, yeah, that's fun. I'm watching The Rock sing and be silly. Like, that's different. That's not saying that... I don't know. I didn't
okay,
not
so,
like...
But when she sings, it's all serious time. Serious faces.
Well, I mean, there's kind of two different tones to the song. One is definitely a lot more lighthearted than her trying to be free and be on the ocean.
But that's an uplifting song about a girl finding her place in the world, Adam.
Yeah, I just didn't like it. I wasn't a fan.
Like, no, but they're actually saying, though, that the... Because they actually sang in Tokelauan in the song.
Yeah.
And then they sang in English for the other half. And they were talking about how that if you actually... He merged them together and they sound the same, which they pretty much never do because it's really hard to write a song that sounds good
in
both languages because it either has too many or too few words.
Syllables.
And, yeah. And it just doesn't make sense.
I was impressed with the, you know, I thought, yeah, that they did a really good job as far as the culture of the music. Like, the actual
and
music.
All
I just didn't like
the
writing
in
the
video
songs.
And the movie, they never talk. Like, they're so disconnected from you, he was saying. Because, you know, they're from a different time and it's like a memory.
Mm-hmm.
And that they just speak Tokelauan and they don't ever speak English and they don't interact with it. Yeah, it's good, man. So anyways...
No,
Mona was fire.
The movie was good. I just wasn't a big fan of some of the songs in it. I thought...
I just Dr. Seuss that shit.
Anyways.
I didn't even catch it.
Yeah.
Mona is fire.
He rhymed.
Oh.
You made a couple. I'm excited for it. I think Seth Rogen makes a good Pumbaa. I don't know who this cat is, to be honest.
His name in the news,
Billy.
He's Billy.
He's Billy something.
From what the fuck was that show?
I don't know. He's really annoying.
Yes,
and hilarious.
It is
Billy
that guy.
Eichner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I think he's funny.
Yeah, no, I think he's funny
I'm
as
sure
well.
He is. I just say his face is
really
not
fast.
Yeah.
His face kinda is not
like,
lighting anything.
The character
up
is
me.
Like always super high spun.
Yeah,
like,
high strung.
Yeah, high strung. Yeah. But I can't remember what the fuck I've seen him in most recently.
Yeah, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and Star Wars Episode 9 both got actual release dates.
Or somebody's into a desert daddy.
Star Wars will be released in May. I gotta look this up.
I'm having a hard time. I'm sorry. Did you just fucking say desert daddy?
I mean a rugged desert daddy, yeah.
Oh.
Oh man.
Oh, that was good, man. That was great.
Oh. You got desert. The whip and then
and the hat, yeah. Assless chaps, I can see it.
That's
now.
Actually like a some sort of
it looks like a Marlboro commercial.
Thing to be tied to behind it.
We could put like a Marlboro logo over here and it would be like that.
Right?
It would. Just a little symbol.
Smoke.
For your desert daddy. Sorry, that shit caught me off guard. That was good. That makes me happy.
What are we looking up here?
Oh.
The dates.
You good?
Yeah.
All right. So, Star Wars will be released May 24th, 2019. So, this will be the first Star Wars movie since these new movies have started that isn't released on Christmas or around Christmas. They decided to jump into May, which is where you usually get a lot of your big summer movies. Marvel is infamous for releasing in May.
I think they're going to find that they don't perform as good in May.
I doubt that. But I actually wonder if Marvel doesn't have anything for 2019 in May, and that's why they're doing Star Wars then, because it's both Disney. I'm curious now. I will look.
Are
into
they still
that.
Doing Shazam in 2019?
No.
What does this have to do with
that? Is not
Indiana
Marvel.
Jones.
Indiana
DC.
Jones. Okay. Release date for the new movie is June 10th, 2020.
What about Avengers?
And I didn't
Infinity
want to put up
War
yet
Part
another
two.
Star Wars photo.
Thank you.
So I went with Indy for that news. Plus, it's been a lot longer since we've had an Indiana Jones movie.
So I know I said I wanted that other hat earlier, but I want this hat more.
Everybody wants this hat.
Yeah. You can get that hat fairly cheap. Go to Ross.
I actually used to have one of those when I was a little kid.
Explains a lot.
All right, John, go ahead. Lead the rest
of
the news.
I actually used to have a bullwhip when I was a little kid.
Yes, you did, Garrett. I actually remember that thing. We used to put rocks in the end of it. Or no, Jimmy's dad did that.
No, I never put rocks in mine. I actually split my head open with mine.
Do you remember it. When Jimmy's dad yeah, used to fucking it. Crack the whip and make it spark on the ground outside?
Nope.
He tied rocks into the end of the thing, and then he would crack it on the concrete, and it would spark.
That
and he
sounds...
just thought he was super cool, and he would just keep doing
he
it.
He thought he was super cool doing anything.
So did his
like,
other
was awesome.
Yeah, those guys were actually pretty fun.
Dude.
Man.
Yeah. Joe and Jimmy were hilarious.
Dude, wake up at fucking 3 in the morning, his dad's fucking vacuuming the goddamn living room.
What?
Meth don't do like, that to a person.
I just like roll over and go back to sleep. Okie dokie. Like,
dude, I remember going over
weird.
to yeah, never mind.
Yeah,
for another time. Another podcast.
Another podcast. Welcome to our childhood podcast. Oh, fuck
Into
yeah.
the Badlands?
Into the Badlands is getting renewed for season 3.
Oh, damn.
Which, you know what? I haven't even seen season 2 yet.
But I'm excited for this.
No, I am, because I really enjoyed season 1.
There's more content for me to delve into once I get around to it.
For real, though. I'm like, it's back-burnered, but it's not really of any conscious decision. I just keep forgetting that it's out. And watching other shit. And then I'm in the middle of the other shit I'm watching, and I go, oh, Badlands. Well, I'll watch it as soon as this is done.
It'll
and
still
then,
be there.
Yeah, and then I fucking go into something else. And that
Season
just,
2's been good.
Has it?
Yeah.
It's the curse of TV shows for me, man. Like, I just get sidetracked. I'm like, I'll watch it after this one, and then I'll go back and watch something else wow. I haven't seen. And then I'm just like, yeah. God damn, I never get... And I will eventually. I'll get bored.
So that's actually not the full story on season 3 of Into the Badlands. Season 3 will actually be longer than the first and second season.
Second only 6 episodes too?
Yeah.
Second season is 13 episodes.
Okay.
And then the third one I believe is going to be 16.
Okay.
Nice.
So it was getting longer and longer and longer. So
that is a weird thing to do.
By the 8th season it's just going to be like bleeding into the 7th.
There will
I'm
be
sure
1,200 episodes this year of Into the Badlands. 5 a day, try to
We've
keep up.
We've actually got our own channel now. We'll be just filming our actors constantly. Keep fighting!
Dude, you would be cut.
Oh.
Man.
Or dead. Cut up.
All right, and this is them sleeping for the next 12 hours. But I'm stoked on that. Because, like I said, 6 episodes in the first season doing that weird AMC, like, TV show premiere thing they do with 6 episodes, that is not enough.
No, it wasn't.
Like, you just, like, you're just getting, like, really into it, and they're like, all right, see you in a year and a half, 2 years, and you're just like, what?
Maybe.
What? Maybe. What you mean it ain't renewed yet?
It's a good way to hedge their bet, not invest a shitload into 13 episodes for the first season.
Yeah.
I think if it's a hit, they should be able to follow up immediately with the second season, you know, next fall.
Like 6 months.
Yeah, or something like that. I think that, yeah, their lag time is a little long.
I also think that maybe they could just, you know, make sure they pick a good show to start with and then make 10 fucking episodes like everybody else, like minimum. I don't like less than 10. Wow. Less than 10, and it's just like, already?
You don't like Game of Thrones?
Well, they just switched to less than 10. We haven't even had less than 10 yet. So technically, I can't get mad at him yet.
Yeah.
Shoop. Oh, the Tick.
Oh,
I watched the first episode that's out on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. Got really confused as to why there were no more episodes to watch. And then had to do a little research. Because I was like, where the fuck's the rest of this shit at? And then that's when the truth came out.
Mm-hmm.
August 25th is when you're going to get the rest of the Tick episodes. And
they only released one?
One. Oh. The first episode on Amazon Prime. I think they might have even released it on YouTube. I can't remember. It was a story a long time ago, but I felt like they released it somewhere else. It was like really easy to access.
Yeah, that was one of our early copyright hits.
Yeah, we played the Tick trailers thinking like, this will be fine, and they were just like, take that shit down. And you're just like, wow, all right, man, it's just a little Tick action. You know, we just want to
they don't actually take it down, they just take our money.
Yeah.
We can't make, we're too foul-mouthed to make money.
Right? We gotta clean it up a bit.
Say pussy too much.
Pussy.
I can't help myself.
So nobody here is excited about the Tick?
No, I'm really excited for the Tick. I really like the cartoon. I really like the other live action, so hopefully I just like the Tick. I think
did
it's
you
a
watch
fun
the
character.
First episode yet?
I haven't watched it.
Okay.
No.
I like Arthur. I was really iffy about this cat playing the Tick. I can't remember who he is.
Somebody, dude, I didn't recognize. The reason why I didn't watch it because I knew if I liked it, it was going to be a while till episode 2, and I was just like, I'm just going to wait.
Garrett knows who this guy is.
I know, I'm trying to think of his name.
I know, I'm Googling it now because fucking damn it.
Fuck, he's a New Zealand actor, if I remember correctly.
I had no idea, I don't recognize him from anything.
He did Summer High Tide, which is a really funny, really funny show. Recommend watching it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, here we go. Peter Serafinowicz.
Serafinowicz, yeah.
Yeah. His voice and his demeanor in the show is really fun. And I think they did a good job with it.
Yeah.
He's just, like, walking around on the roof just, like, talking to himself, and, like, all super loud, and there's bad guys, like, 80 yards off to his side. He's so good.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for it.
I can't wait. X-Files renewed for season 11.
Mm-hmm. Is this a recent photo?
Yes.
Did either of them age?
No, because they were on the X-Files.
What the fuck?
They came into contact with alien species.
I actually think Scully looks better now than she
did
in the
90s. Yeah, dude,
for real,
though.
It looks like her face grew this way just a little bit.
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
I've been recently going back and watching. Well, not going back. I've never seen all of X-Files before, so I've been slowly working through it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Netflix, for taking it off halfway while I was halfway through season 2.
That sucks.
Really upset about
that. They do that shit all the time.
Props to Solar Movies for having all of that shit there for me. You guys are clutch. And did you know that Solar Movies, if you watch TV shows, have an option for continual play?
Yes.
At the bottom? I learned that when I started watching Netflix there. Yeah, you can turn it off and on, too. It's beautiful. It's, like, not in the options and shit like it is on Netflix. It's literally right at the bottom of the player.
And if you don't check, does it still un-full screen you?
No, I think it stays full screen. Because if I fall asleep watching something on Solar Movie, I wake up to just a black screen.
Okay, because it originally would unfull screen you when the next episode started.
Oh.
And it would start the next episode, but it would unfull screen you. So even you'd still have to get up. And then I'm like, well, I could have got up and clicked the next episode then if you're making me get up anyway.
Yeah, no, it doesn't do that anymore.
Not that I'm lazy or anything. I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to do it.
Definitely not.
It. No, but I've always enjoyed the X-Files. I've never seen every episode.
That's what I'm doing right now. It's good. It still
holds
up. I've
watched huge chunks of the show and, like, you know, watching it when I was growing up and stuff, too, but I never, like religiously saw every single episode. And I'm a little bummed because it's such an undertaking now.
I've been watching it as I go to sleep, like, and I just
rough.
I turned off autoplay on Solar Movies, and then that way, once I fall asleep in the middle of it, when I wake up, I know exactly what episode I fell asleep in, and then when I go to bed,
like
I
just... four seasons deeper?
Yeah. It's like, what episode did I fall asleep in?
Maybe not that far, but...
But definitely, like, a vast majority of the season later when I wake up. So it makes it really easy to just, well, this is where I fell asleep last night, this is the last thing I remember, and then start the episode again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's coming back for season 11. I'm kind of shocked that they just decided to do this some 15, almost 20 years later. But it was a good call on Fox. Like, apparently it's doing really well. I haven't watched any of the new stuff because I'm still only in season 4.
I'm afraid to.
I haven't seen any of the new stuff either.
But, I mean, it's from what I've heard, it's killing it. So, good on you, X-Files.
Good on you.
Oh, and it says 10 episodes instead of 6 this time.
Oh, I didn't realize the first one was only 6 episodes.
Yeah, so they're upping it too. Take that, AMC. You're not the only one.
First comedy from DC Comics.
Oh, is this the one where they clean up? No.
This is the R&D department for Wayne Enterprises, and they come up with stuff like umbrellas that will help save you from falling rubble when Superman gets in a fight in your city. Or
Okay.
They'll sell, instead of EpiPens, one of the episodes they're making anti-Joker Venom pens to sell.
I'm a leaf on the wind.
Yeah. He is in it. He is actually plays a Wayne, but he plays like the black sheep Wayne family member that is like shoved into this like dying obscure part of the company. This is actually really good.
What's his name?
I don't know.
His name's Steve the Pirate.
Isn't it like Yar. Alan Tydick?
Thank you. Gar. I was going to Google it again.
Yeah. Gar. But the show is actually really fun. It's really funny. It's very lighthearted. It's bright. There's a lot of jokes in there that are definitely for comic fans, which is probably why it did so bad. Because like some of their best jokes, like I got, but I know most people wouldn't get.
Okay.
Like in the first episode,
that Superwoman?
It's just a cape.
Oh, okay. Because it's a foot with like what looks like a heel.
Mm-hmm. But they're not afraid to use DC characters at all, which is super fun. Nice. In fact,
wait, is it done?
So the news here is I really like the show, and it's kind of disheartening news. But the news is it was doing so poorly that it has been yanked halfway through its first season, canceled halfway through its first season, and the rest of the episodes will not air.
Ouch.
Yeah.
So, I hate when they just shelf stuff.
That's exactly
like
what
if you
doing
take it too. Away, just release fucking it release else. It for free so somebody like everybody can just watch what you made and finish it.
Release it you on know? YouTube, and then that way you still get ad revenue from the ads that play in the beginning of it.
And then if it becomes a hit, you can still bring it back. Mm-hmm. Like, you still give it a chance to grow.
Yeah,
you don't just fuck it.
Because it's only like 6 episodes in too. Like,
dude, it does no good to put it on the shelf. Like, why?
But it's
just to fuck people, like, we're not making money, so you don't get to enjoy the rest of this.
Yeah, you guys didn't want this, so fuck you.
Even though we've already done with all of it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, I mean, I imagine that when it, just like Firefly, when it hits DVD or Blu-ray or at home or streaming, they will eventually release all of them just as...
I don't think it's going to reach that point if they're not...
I mean, I've got to imagine at some point they'll release it on DVD for the few fans. They might.
What if they shelved it, man? I really don't think so.
I could see it just disappearing.
Yeah.
Do you remember StarCraft Ghost?
You'll have to feel powerless about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they...
Because it never came back.
Fair enough.
Do you ever hear that? No? Because it's gone.
So it's going away, so if That's you like it...
That is a bummer.
Watch John, I think you would really dig this show. The episode.
I don't
want to
watch it
because
there's only 6 episodes.
It's like 6 or 7, but yeah, I don't blame you. It's not even a full
season.
Does
it end on a point? Like, that would make Cloud feel good?
Ooh. I haven't seen the most recent one yet, so I can't
answer
that question.
You watch that and you tell me that, like, if I watch it or will I feel unsatisfied, like, hey, where's the rest? Because I'm not going to do that to myself.
I don't blame you.
You're 5 episodes in, man. You got nothing to lose.
I don't. It's another 20 minutes.
You passed 20 No Return a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And so I will check it out, but I like it is definitely a comedy that's up your alley. It's just unfortunate that it's
you ever
going
been
this
in
way.
My alley?
Yeah, I have. It's fucking terrifying. Just so big and wide, so much room for adventure.
I was gonna say it's dark.
So
and
much
wet.
Room for activities in here.
I said adventure. I'm exploring it.
Activities.
exploration.
Activities. Oh, gee, I wonder what that is. It couldn't be the Iron Throne.
That's a toilet.
Oh, dude, that would be an epic ass shitter, bro, in a huge ass room. Just crowds of people can fucking come in and watch.
In a huge ass
Honestly, and where the chair is, it almost looks like the fucking rim of a toilet bowl. So it makes it real easy for that to feel like a shitter. But no, Game of Thrones, obviously.
I was going to drop an epic Duke, bro.
You still can. You
can.
Right in your pants. We have the smell barrier here. You can shit back there. It's totally fine.
I think I'm good.
Just go ahead and shit yourself. So, Game of Thrones, obviously, very insanely popular. And it shows in the pay that the top five actors are going to be getting this coming season and the season after that. They're each going to be getting roughly $2 million an episode. They get €2 million an episode. So whatever that equates to, I think... Actually, I think the euro's doing better than the dollar right now, so it's probably...
It has been for a while.
That's probably over $2 million an episode.
Yeah.
Cersei is getting...
Yeah.
Dude, so long.
Yeah, but they just did the whole Brexit thing, so the euro might not be as strong as it was.
As strong.
Yeah.
Still stronger than the dollar.
Still stronger than the dollar, though, you're right. But anyway, so Cersei Lannister is getting it. Jon Snow is getting it. Daenerys is getting it.
Dude, Daenerys would totally get
Tyrion it. Tyrion is getting it. And who is the fifth fucking person that is getting the five or the two mil?
Jaime?
Yes, it is Jaime. Thank you. Yeah, and Jaime Lannister is getting $2 million an episode as well.
Because he's awesome. I love that guy.
Dude, yeah. Jaime's a great character.
Yeah,
dude,
I love that you start hating that motherfucker. And then you come back.
And then he's like one of your favorite people. Exactly. And like, oh, you son of a bitch. You made me like the fucking sister fucker.
Yeah.
I could give a fuck less if he fucks his sister.
Yeah, that's man. That's his own
I have
business.
Nothing to do with what two consenting adults want to do between each other.
Yeah.
I don't
like, make weird fucking...
Mash their fucking...
You still like Angelina Jolie, right?
Privates together.
Is she my sister?
No.
Didn't she have some sort of incest sex?
Yeah. I thought she, like, kissed a family member, that was it. And everybody went crazy.
I honestly don't care what celebrities do. I don't care what most of the population of the fucking planet does. So I don't follow that
Amen
shit.
Amen though, brother.
If it bleeps up on my radar, I'll try and recall it in situations like this.
Well, let's get back to the news about all these people.
Yeah. They're all fucking family members.
And they're all filthy rich and they're all banging each other.
Yeah. But yeah, no, they are all filthy fucking rich. Nothing has been released about the new contracts for the other characters. I imagine they're still getting very hefty paydays as well.
I was going to say, what about the little girl, Arya?
Arya, yeah, she wasn't released, but I imagine that because her story is getting bigger and bigger, so I imagine that whatever her pay was beforehand, it's definitely increased, but just might not be quite at that $2 million an episode.
Got you.
I mean, $2 million, that's $10 million, $8 million for a fucking season's worth of work. And then $8 million the next goddamn season. Yeah. No, 16. No.
I was like, bro, there's not four episodes.
Yeah, like, sorry. I was like, wait, that seems really low. Yeah, 16 mil per season. That's $32 million over the next 2 years.
Why didn't I get sexy and learn how to act?
You can still get sexy. Talent.
There are a lot of famous actors that didn't start well into their 30s.
Hugh Jackman.
I don't know if it's Hugh Jackman. It might be.
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty
sure. I think it's awesome that Liam Neeson didn't start till way later. And
That
he was
is
a fucking teacher. He punched a kid in the face.
Probably had a fucking coming.
Kid pulled a knife on him, dude, and he was substitute teaching. And he popped the kid right in the mouth, dude. High school kid. Just boom. Yeah, Liam Neeson's like, not my proudest moment. The school was like,
pissed?
You know, pissed about
children.
It, but he was just like, he pulled a knife and I feared for my life, so I punched him in the mouth. Yeah, I don't know what you want me to do. Like,
fire me if you want.
You want me to get shanked by a kid?
And then he became an action badass, and I was like, no wonder. He trained up on high schoolers to take on adults and terrorists.
But that's it for the news this week.
It is, because look where we are.
We are done.
Look where we have come full circle, my friends.
Look where we have come to.
I will come wherever I want.
In a full circle.
I mean, if you give me enough time.
Dead.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's. I've been refreshing it on the tablet. And,
have you?
Yeah, it's been dead all episode.
Obviously, nobody said anything beyond, like, what I said at the start, and I haven't seen this screen since we started an hour
ago. That's because you were spewing Spanish garbage.
I said como es de bono, bueno venida.
Which is a word and then a bunch of letters rammed on the end of an actual Spanish word that Yeah, that's I'm like
I took 1,000% German, man. What do you expect from me?
Positive. I know that German. Is just Spanish gibberish.
Bueno is good.
Yeah,
and
good gibberish.
What's bienvenida?
Bienvenido.
Oh, is... well, what's venida? It's got to be something.
It's not.
It's got to be.
And bienvenido is too. Ah, I just fucking scratched myself.
That's it. I'm Google translating some shit right now.
It's also not how you spell venida. Yeah. And it's also not bueno. It's bien.
Well, bienvenido, but I said yeah. Bueno venida,
which isn't a thing.
It's good venidas.
It's wow.
It's welcome. See, venida. Oh,
bienvenido. Oh. Thank you.
Nobody cares. We know what bienvenido is. We just want to know about venida. I want to know what venida is.
So
it's got to be a word.
It's good come instead of welcome. Because if you think bienvenida, so you split the word in half, well and come, bienvenido. So it's it would actually be
coming.
If it's good
venida
come,
is coming.
It is.
So
it
we said
the
good coming.
Feminine version of it, so it's lady comes, not guy comes.
It's good lady comes.
It's good lady comes.
See, I knew what I was doing.
We need to get out of here before we offend someone
like the entire Spanish nation.
All right, guys, bienvenido.
God damn it. All right, we don't spin this week, do we?
No, we do spin. We do spin this week.
Yeah
we don't pick movies.
Yeah, we don't pick a movie. Yeah, because
it's Guardians. But aren't we going to see Guardians 2 the following week?
Yeah, but that's extracurricular.
But that's just, yeah.
Oh, it wasn't when we did Kong.
You're going to see Guardians 2 next week anyway.
Bingo. Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Anyways, hit me with that spin, baby.
All right.
Spin to win. I meant to say Bueno Venida. Ladies.
You said Bueno
Sci-fi.
Venida.
Sci-fi. Oh, sweet. Oh. Sci-fi, yeah.
That's a yes. First since the new year.
I choose Stranded.
I mean, zombievers could technically be sci-fi.
No.
They're science, beavers, and fiction.
Science,
zombies.
Beavers? They're like in lab coats.
All science fiction is science-y fiction. So,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be in the future or in space.
What if they're made from magic?
Well, then it's
so,
very
so
fiction-y.
Here's you have to watch the movie. If they are virus-based zombies... I'll allow it.
All right, fair enough. Yeah.
If they are magic-based zombies, you can suck dicks.
All right. No, zombies are the fiction part of the sci-fi and zombievers. Beavers.
Yeah, but they're not science-y if they're made from fucking magic.
But beavers aren't made from magic.
They're not made from
science
either.
Beavers aren't made from science either, dipshit.
They're not far closer to being made from science than fucking
magic. All the beavers were made in
costumes. I'm pretty sure evolution is science. And evolution created the beaver.
Yeah,
so,
but it doesn't make a beaver science.
Ipso facto,
beaver is not a product of
science.
The
study of a beaver is science.
No, the virus that is made, it will
by
be...
By beavers?
No. The virus that is made by people that infects beavers, that would be science. I'll allow science fiction. If it's just they got infected with something natural, no.
But science can
spores.
Figure that out, Garrett.
It was spores, Garrett.
Just not enough science yet.
Yeah, science can figure out anything, Adam. That's what science is. It's
right.
Figuring things out. That's why science didn't make
scientific
beavers.
Process.
You can't figure out making a beaver.
Evolution did.
Someday we may
no,
be able
didn't.
To.
Because nobody thought of evolution. Evolution happened. Evolution is a series of processes. There's not some fucking science overseer who goes, this is what evolution happens. Like,
yeah.
It's not an
intelligent.
You
you're trying
God?
To turn science into intelligent design.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
Science might be offended by this.
Yeah, I can
I'm
tell.
Offended
evolution
by you.
Evolution is pretty, probably pretty pissed as well.
Yeah.
Well, we say bueno venida, folks.
I hate you.
I'm going to say adios.
We're out.
And we'll see you next time.
Como este baño.
Still on YouTube.
Yeah.